Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He did. Matter of fact, she had his something in his hand. She left it, and Joseph got out of there. And then Potiphar comes, has Joseph come, and then Joseph is cast into prison. Wow. Poor Joseph. He didn't go from the pit. Then he went into Potiphar's house. Then now he's in jail.
But, the king.
Exactly. So guess what happens here? Joseph is doing so good, he's still pleasing the Lord. And then the jailer sees Joseph and let Joseph have the run of the place.
There you go.
Everything Joseph did, the Lord blessed.
Yeah.
So whenever you're going through something, I want to encourage you, stick to the stuff. Don't give up. God is working it out in your favor.
Amen.
So we see Joseph is in a jail and he's still working for the Lord and he's blessed, and the jailer gives him the run of the place. And guess what happens? Pharaoh gets mad at two of his chief, the chief baker and the chief butler, and cast them into prison with Joseph.
Yeah.
Here's the setup. They have a dream. Joseph tells them their dream. And Joseph tells them that the Lord will interpret it. So Joseph interprets their dream. Their dreams come true. The butler goes back. And then Joseph told him not to forget about him. But he forgot about him. So, what did the Lord do? Joseph continued to do what the Lord told him to do. And then a few years later, Pharaoh has a dream. Now he has two dreams. Right? He has two dreams, and then the butler said, hey, I remember this guy, Joseph, and he told me about my dream, and it came to pass. So, Pharaoh calls Joseph. Now, Joseph's in a dungeon, so he cleans himself up, and then goes to Pharaoh, and then he tells Pharaoh that the Lord will interpret his dream.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
And then Joseph interprets the dream. And then Joseph said, hey, set somebody up over this dream. Now the dream was about this. There was going to be 7 years of plenty of harvest. And then there's going to be 7 years of drought. So you have to prepare and take advantage of those 7 years. So Joseph, so what did Pharaoh do? He put Joseph in charge. He didn't only put him in charge, but I don't understand. You got to understand, he was in prison, and now he's in the palace. All in one day. He had a setback. He was in the pit. He was in jail, and now he's in the palace. And Pharaoh puts him in the second in command. There is none greater in Egypt at this time other than Pharaoh, and then there's Joseph. Well, I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're going through, know that God is working it out for you. One thing I wanted to tell you, let you know, the Bible said, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. So Joseph did not faint here. He stayed with the stuff. And he did what the Lord told him to do. You know, I heard a pastor put it this way. He says, your setback may be your setup for a comeback.
Amen.
Think about that. So the little setback that you're going through, God is going to put you in a place where he can use you mightily.
Amen.
Now, about this particular, this is really good because you got to understand the nation of Israel, Jacob, they're going into Egypt because of the drought, but the Lord put Joseph there to protect Israel.
Amen.
So he saved much people alive.
Amen.
It was all in God's plan. If you don't get this, you better understand that God uses everything for his good, even the evil. So when it's...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.